Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a guest coming up here in just a few minutes, coming up after our next news break. I pulled up a couple of headlines here from earlier in the year. Back in March, the Bozeman Daily Chronicle had this headline: DEQ approves 20-year gravel pit for Gallatin Gateway. And then there was a very anti-development piece by the liberal Montana Free Press, Tale of a Changing West. And they got all poetic about it. It's like, there's always been gravel pits in Montana and America. A gravel pit really isn't the sign of a changing West. I mean, I get it. You may not want one in your own backyard, but like, if we want houses, if we want practically anything built, you need a gravel pit. It's just, you know, what you have. But anyway, Tale of a Changing West. Neighbors of a proposed Gallatin Gateway gravel pit say it threatens the environment and their homes. It threatens the environment? That seems a little bit over the top here. But the landowner counters that the operation is needed to sustain the area's growth and to keep his family's generational ranch up and running and in business. And we all want to keep these family ranches up and running, too. Anyway, I got a great email from that ranch family just the other day. And he says, look, I want to speak out. I'm not being treated fairly in the media. And said, yeah, why don't you call in? Join us on the show. So he'll be with us here in just a few minutes. All right. In the meantime, let me share a couple of quick things here before we get to the news and weather break. This is big news. Great news. We got this incredible breaking news yesterday afternoon. How many of you were at the 2023 Yellowstone International Air Show featuring the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels? I know I was there. Oh, man, that's absolutely incredible. In fact, I got a chance to get up in the air and fly in the back seat with the Blue Angels in just the experience of a lifetime. You've heard me talk about it probably too much by now. But yeah, here is the incredible breaking news. The U.S. Navy's Blue Angels are coming back to Billings, Montana in 2026. Our friend Jake Penwell is down in Vegas. He was down in Vegas for the International Council of Air Shows, the ICAS conference, yesterday afternoon. He sent me this text message. Hey, fellas, a little bird just told us that there will be another air show in 2026. The Blue Angels will be coming back too, August 22nd and 23rd, 2026. Let's freaking go. Anyway, good stuff. The U.S. Navy's Blue Angels released the full show schedule for 2025 and 2026. And you can see that full schedule on our Montana Talks website right now. Go to montanatalks.com and plug those dates into your calendar, because that is a weekend you are going to want to make sure you are in Billings, Montana. Plus, another great headline about a Montana State Bobcat great celebrating her own record being broken. She's going to join us in 1 hour.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with some clouds and some snow shower chances early on today. High temperatures will otherwise range from around 40 in Bozeman to about 42 in Billings. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low temperatures in the low to mid-20s. And then on Thursday, with a mix of clouds and sun, highs range from around 40 in Bozeman to the mid-40s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
securing America.
Tulsi Gabbard is President-elect Donald Trump's pick to lead the U.S. intelligence community. She served as a Democratic congresswoman representing Hawaii from 2013 to 2021 with an unsuccessful run for the Democratic nomination for president in 2020. In 2022, she became an independent, and in October, she changed her party affiliation to Republican. She is an Iraq War veteran and Army reservist, where she was promoted to lieutenant colonel 3 years ago. While in Congress, she served for 2 years on the House Homeland Security Committee. If she's Senate confirmed to the position of DNI, she could play a pivotal role in Trump's possible intelligence sector overhaul. She's also one of his most controversial nominees. Nearly 100 former national security officials signed a letter saying they're alarmed at the prospect of her as director. Meanwhile, she's getting support from more than 250 veterans who've signed their own letter, blasting her critics, calling attacks on her baseless. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new director in Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has been named, and it's a familiar name for those of you in farm and ranch country. We've got the details at MontanaTalks.com. Plus, a great photo. Montana's incoming Chief Justice for the Montana Supreme Court was on the ground in Syria just 2 years ago, visiting his troops from the 163rd, who did an incredible job over there. From everything we heard, check out that story, the photo, and more, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I got an email the other day. You know, oftentimes we'll get folks that'll just call into the show, and then some folks will email and say, hey, could I join you on the show? I got something I want to talk about. And sometimes that's helpful because, you know, if we get a random phone call, it's a great way to put things on our radar. But if we get a heads up ahead of time, it's kind of like, oh, I can do a little bit of reading and do a little bit of research. Not as much research as I'd like to do, given how busy we are here with the show, but at least, you know, get a little bit more of the backstory. But I got an email here, and let me just read a portion of that for you. My name is Baird Black, and I'm a fifth-generation rancher in Gallatin Gateway. My family has been defamed and my community has been manipulated by the Gateway Conservation Alliance, a nonprofit that is now suing the Gallatin County and the state of Montana since our gravel pit was approved. Their actions have the potential to shut down hundreds of projects and cost the state millions of dollars. They are already causing great financial stress on TMC Incorporated and my family by stalling the project. Anyway, that was part of the email that I got from Baird Black, shared the website gatewayrocks.com as well. But Baird, thanks for calling in, and thanks for joining us. First off, just tell us about your family ranch there.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Aaron. We've been here for 153 years, so since before Montana was a state. And it's been cattle. We run about 500 head of cattle, and we have a very small farm, so about 140 acres that is farmed. And what's happened over time is the cost of all our inputs continues to rise. So inflation is a huge factor, as well as property taxes continue to go up. So someone arbitrarily tells me my property is worth more, and then they raise my taxes. And so to battle those combined factors, I have to be creative about generating income. And I have several different business ventures, but the gravel pit, I was approached by TMC, and we went through the process of seeing what the record was like, looking out at reclaimed pits that they've done, and we were so impressed with who they are as a company and their willingness to just accommodate our neighbors and do things like build extra tall berms, position things in different places so that it wouldn't be an obstruction to neighbors. They're just overall a great company. So we were super excited to work with them. And so, like I said, the spot where they want to put the pit is 140 acres. It's 100, 30 acres is the actual pit site. And that is a depleted farm. And so a tractor costs more than a mortgage right now. And with 140 acres, you're not making a living on that farm. So I leased that out, and it's been chemically farmed. So monocrop right now, it was Roundup resistant wheat this year. And the soil's getting tired. And so it's time to do something different. And we went through the process with TMC of saying, hey, let's go to the DEQ. Let's get this process started. And we did. And it actually went really well, we thought, until I saw the first news story in June of 2023 of one of my neighbors talking about how the gravel pit was going to destroy the valley here. And the irony of that, Aaron, was that he was saying that from his reclaimed gravel pit. It was an interview on KBVK. You can see my commentary on it if you go to the YouTube channel that you can find from gatewayrocks.com. And he was actually in his reclaimed gravel pit that they were saying how beautiful it was, telling us that we were going to destroy the valley if we had a gravel pit. And when that happened, I knew. Yeah, that was bad. When that happened, I knew we were in trouble. And so then it was 2 months before we ever had any stories about us from the media. And I literally had to go hunt them down. And when we did get covered, they would leave out the points that I was making, that they never provided any evidence for their claims. The hypocrisy of it all, they would edit me, whether it be in print or on video. It just wasn't good coverage, and they weren't getting both sides of the story. And so we battled that for a while. There was a non-profit created right away called the Gateway Conservation Alliance by a gal from San Francisco, a new transplant, of course. And they worked our neighbors up into a fervor. So the first thing they do is they convince everybody that we're going to kill, you know, we're going to give them death to dust, and the kids in Gallatin Gateway are going to be poisoned. And then they say, we're going to pollute the Gallatin River and kill the trout. And then they say, we're going to, the road carnage, you know, the road isn't going to be safe. And you go down the list, whether it be the elk or whatever environmental issue, they will make a claim against you. And then they will have no data to back it up. But once they make those claims, the damage is done.
And then they've got a liberal media that will constantly take their side. You know, that's one of the things about talk radio that I love. And even when I've had, like, Democrats on the show, they say they appreciate coming on a show like this because, you know, if you go do an interview with the TV station or with the newspaper, they're going to chop up and grab whatever part they want, and there's the potential for them to twist it any way they want to twist it. Whereas, like, hey, I might ask the Democrats some questions they don't get anywhere else that they don't like, but people get to hear their full response. You get to hear you get to hear it in full. Hey, stand by. Bear Black, we'll come back to you right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Good politics doesn't always make good tax policy. I don't know much about politics, but those who get elected to legislature certainly do. The art of the possible. Half a loaf is better than none. Slicing the pie, making the sausage. All those phrases and more refer to how things are done to gain votes and get things done. If you turn those talents loose on the Montana tax system to try to avoid the downsides of an increasingly unpopular property tax, what you get could be very ugly, specifically when it comes time to design a new tax that would replace the lost revenue. From a political perspective, you'd be just like a new tax to impose all of its burdens on somebody else. Out-of-staters, of course, and maybe just the rich. Or since most of us don't own businesses, we might slap it on businesses as well. And since we don't trust government, we make it sunset in a short time. All those hit political goals, but when it comes to raising revenue in ways that are as economically painless as possible, not so good. I'm Patrick Bargy.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. A federal agency weighs a potential ban on red food dye. The Food and Drug Administration says it's reviewing a petition to ban red dye number 3 from being used in candy, drinks, and other food products. The FDA says the additive, which is used in thousands of products, is safe to consume, but critics raise concern about the dye being linked to health risks like cancer. Senior medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel telling Fox and Friends,
"It's been banned from skin products since the 1990s, so I wonder why is it not allowed in skin products? Yeah, you know, something you put on your face, mm-hmm. but yet a kid can eat it. And you're talking about that very bright cherry stuff. Brian is saying, what are cereals going to look like without this stuff? Look,
right.
It's been banned in the European Union, in the UK, throughout most of Asia, in Australia. Why are we so late, and why now?"
The FDA says it'll review the petition and potentially act on it within the next few weeks. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I knew that.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
During the Montana Stock Growers Association annual convention last week in Billings, I sat down with agricultural meteorologist Brian Bledsoe, and he shared with me his forecast for what farmers and ranchers can expect in 2025.
Well, first of all, a lot of the state is dealing with dryness or drought right now, and some of that is legacy drought, especially in the southwest part of the state. So I think the main thing that we have to focus on is that really... what is this dryness and drought situation going to do? Is it going to linger? Is it going to get better? And is it going to get better now? I think a lot of folks are looking at what they're having to deal with currently, and we haven't had a whole lot of cold weather. We haven't had a whole lot of snow in a large part of the state. Is that pattern going to pivot? And I think it's actually going to. There are some things taking place in the Pacific Ocean right now that I think are going to make it more conducive to not only us eventually getting colder, especially in January, okay, and also wetter than what we've seen around here. And I think that those are some things that I was trying to hit on back in May. You know, we didn't have really much of a winter last year, but there are going to be some times this winter where I think we're going to have to buckle up a little bit.
We'll have more with meteorologist Brian Bledsoe on tomorrow's program, or check out the full conversation at Lane Nordlund Ag Broadcaster on Facebook. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, I just can't resist. I can't resist. You know, with the ranch family with a last name Black, Baird Black, I got to ask you, are you any relation to Baxter Black? I feel like, you know, this is Baird Black on Wednesday. You know, it's any relation to the legendary Baxter Black?
Unfortunately, no, not that I know of.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, well, it's such a great Western name, but yeah, Baird Black, fifth generation rancher in Gallatin, Gateway, Montana. You know, before we talk more about this proposed gravel pit that would just be on a small slice of your family ranch property, describe more about the family rancher, because this is, you know, the more I hear and read about this story, this is like straight out of the TV show Yellowstone, and you've got a, you know, fifth generation ranch family that was here before statehood, now trying to keep the ranch alive, and you're facing a battle from an organization that was started by a woman from San Francisco. This is like straight out of the TV show Yellowstone here. Taylor Sheridan could come interview you for another episode.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you're right on that. The ranch is just a beautiful piece of property. It runs along Turner's Place. And it's divided into two pieces. So there's a lower place in the near the, I would call it like the bottom, so the river bottom. And then the rest of the place extends up into the mouth of the Gallatin Canyon on the south side, bordering the National Forest. And where we're talking about for the gravel pit is less than 5% of our property. And overall, the entire place has just been managed so well over the generations that it's so productive, it's so beautiful, it's so environmentally beneficial. There's bears, wolves, elk, deer, just incredible biodiversity. It's an amazing place. Interestingly enough, the Gateway Conservation Alliance board came to me and said, "We'd be willing to put our full force and might behind you to stop fighting you if you'd be willing to move your gravel pit site up onto your upper property, that established habitat." And I told them that that would take all their environmental claims and amplify them substantially, because it's closer to the river, it's established elk habitat. They said, and I recorded this audio, although I can't release it because I'm sure I'd be sued, they said and told me, we don't care, we're hypocrites, we're NIMBYs, we just don't want it next to us. Those were their exact words. So they've admitted to me that they don't care about these issues that they're actually using to manipulate my neighbors. And it's so destructive because they've scared everyone half to death. And now I'm a bad guy, along with TMC, this great company that employs all these incredible folks. And it's just a reputational sabotage.
And, well, so, and it sounds like, you know, there, you know, there's, I think we all get it. Like if you lived close to the area, you know, everybody doesn't want something in their backyard. You don't want a new housing subdivision in your backyard if you've lived in an area that didn't have that before. You don't want a new electrical substation. You don't want power lines, but you want power. You don't want a gravel pit, but you need that gravel if you want to build your house. There's this idea that they think that, well, if they stop this gravel pit, they'll stop construction traffic through the pass to get to Big Sky. It's like, no, that traffic is still going to be there. They're going to get the gravel from somewhere. Even if they stop your gravel pit, the construction will continue. They will get the gravel from somewhere, and the traffic will still be there. But it's interesting because I read how they're claiming that this would harm the environment, but yet at the same time they're saying, well, why don't you just do it in Ennis? Okay, so it's like, so you're saying it will harm the environment if you have the gravel pit in Gallatin Gateway, but you're saying, ah, move it to Ennis. Yeah, harm the environment over there. It's like, does it harm the environment or not?
Right, right. Yeah, and they don't have any data. You know, TMC's been in business since before I was born, and they've got a record. It's all out there, and they have all the data, and they don't have one example of water pollution or river pollution or wells dropping or someone getting sick because of their operations. They do good work, and my family wouldn't have decided to do business with them otherwise. I'm just as concerned about everyone and the environment, if not more so than any of these folks. I mean, I am an environmentalist. The ranchers in Montana are real environmentalists. We really care about our land. We have more to lose. Who has more to lose than me? I've got 2 miles of riverfront. So who's gonna suffer if the river is polluted more than me? And I don't ever want to hurt my neighbors. If these people weren't so scared, if they would have taken an approach of getting to know me, getting to know my family, knowing our character, knowing the personal sacrifices that I personally have made for other people, that would have been a way to actually have this conversation. But just going into character assassination, forming a nonprofit where they have no liability.
And yeah, what's their actual goal here? Hold there, Fox News Radio guy. Nancy Mace didn't spark controversy. The dude trying to enter the women's bathroom sparked the controversy. But yeah, what a tough guy there. This man attacks a woman, attacks Congresswoman Nancy Mace because he thinks he is so entitled to access the women's bathroom. Talk about a crazy world we are living in. We'll talk more about that here in just a few minutes. We'll have the phone lines open here in just a few minutes. But yeah, big thanks to Baird Black for sticking around with us for just a few minutes more. Baird, the one other thing, and you know, I look forward to following this story. Please tell us where this thing is in the process. I know the DEQ for the state of Montana held listening sessions, and I understand why some folks would have concerns if they don't want something, you know, too close to their house, et cetera, or you know, maybe they want to have some, you know, modifications made so that you can't see it from the road or whatever. But that's the question for folks like this so-called alliance. Are they here to make modifications to make it more palatable to folks nearby, or are they just simply trying to block it? Are they just simply trying to use this as a fundraising tool for various left-wing organizations to have their Care Bear tree to rally around? But, you know, I think it's interesting in Billings, Montana, for example, you know, there's a gravel pit on the west end of Billings. Well, now, you know, they're done using it as a gravel pit. And now they're going to turn it into a reservoir. It's going to be like the Bozeman Beach for the west end of Billings, you know? And so it's going to be a recreational reservoir. So there's a lot of nice high-dollar homes that have been bordering that gravel pit that now they're going to be bordering a reservoir.
Yeah, isn't that something? And in our plan, our reclamation vision is on Gateway Rocks, and we have some preliminary ideas, but really I see it as creeks and ponds and trees and rolling hills and some rock outcroppings. And I'd like to shelter us from the road some because there is a lot of road noise. That's a very busy road. You did mention the road before, and actually by moving the gravel pit out here, they will need less trucks to take gravel up to Big Sky. And so there'll be less traffic. So that argument falls apart right away. Instead of driving from Belgrade, they'd just be driving through from us.
That's a good point. So if you're somebody, for people who haven't, we've got listeners from the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, on past Butte, on up into Southern Phillips County right now. So for people who don't make it back to the Bozeman area that often, every year you go back and you travel that Four Corners area, you're like, wow, the growth, the new housing subdivisions, the new businesses that are in that area. I mean, it's just been crazy. And there was no alliance formed to oppose any of those other businesses or any of those other subdivisions from what I can gather off the top of my head right now. The website, gatewayrocks.com, for more of Bayard Black and his family ranch side of the story. Bayard, thanks for sharing your story with us here on Montana Talks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Aaron, and thank you so much for your service. I hope we're honoring you guys by fighting here at home.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Save big money on Masterforce automotive tools in Menards. Don't get left out in the cold. Easily jumpstart your vehicle with a Masterforce 1500-amp lithium-ion jump starter. It's portable and designed for jump-starting vehicles with engines up to 8 cylinders, has spark-resistant clamps and preheating technology that warms batteries for easier jump-starting in extreme cold weather conditions. Get the Masterforce 1500-amp jump starter today for $119.99. Sale price good through December 15th.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, I just got a couple of very interesting messages on the Montana Talks app and from different parts of the state as we talk about this proposed gravel pit in Gallatin Gateway. Steve in Billings. I mentioned how the gravel pit on the west end of Billings, that now they're going to turn that into a reservoir. A recreational reservoir. You can get out there on your paddle boards, get out there, probably do some fishing, do some swimming. And, the Bozeman Beach, by the way, for those of you in Billings or Kalispell that don't know what the Bozeman Beach is, it's kind of in the summertime, and that place gets crazy. It gets crazy with all the kids out there swimming and things like that. But so I kind of joke that this new reservoir on the Billings West End, will it be like the Bozeman Beach of the West End of Billings? But Stephen Billings says the Montana Autobahn Center and the walking path and the wetlands across from Shields in Billings are also reclaimed gravel pits. Yeah, that little walking path in the wetlands area there, right across from the Shields. If you've been to the big, incredible Shields sporting goods store on the west end of Billings, yeah, right across Shiloh Road from there, this great walking path, great kind of wetlands area, and you'll see kids out there fishing. And man, remember during the COVID-19 stupidity? There was a couple of weeks where people, they went along with it, right? And so gyms were shut down. And so anyway, since I couldn't go to the gym, luckily that March, remember the March of 2020? We were so lucky, to be living in Montana, even though we had a crazy governor at the time. We were so lucky to be living in Montana at that time because, we lived in Montana. We weren't stuck in Seattle or San Francisco dealing with the nut job liberals there. And all their, the COVID passport garbage and everything else. But remember when the gyms were closed down just for a little while? And so, you know, but hey, what was the big thing you needed to be doing? If you wanted to be safe from COVID-19 or any other, you know, health issue, many other health issues for that matter, what should you have been doing? You should have been getting exercise. Maybe go outside, get some vitamin D. And so, but yet they shut down gyms, but kept Planned Parenthood up and running. And it's like, okay, why did you shut down the gym? Like, people should be exercising. It's good for their mental health. People should be socializing. But no, let's shut down everything. Let's make it worse and then force them to get this experimental jab. It was the stupidity. But remember how beautiful that March of 2020 was? Or April, I think it was. Yeah, because that was after the craziness really got started. We were so lucky that the weather was nice that April, because I would go to that very wetlands walking path area that Steve and Billings just talked about. And that's right. And what I would do is I would have like a workout app on my cell phone. And so I would set my cell phone up on one of those rocks, and I would just right there on the grass or on the pavement, I'd do a little workout there, do a little high intensity workout right next to the little walking. And it was great. Got some sun, got a workout in as well. But it was just so stupid that they shut down the gyms. And some gyms didn't survive that COVID stupidity that we all saw. Tammy in Kalispell sent us a message. By the way, Tammy in Kalispell sent us a message yesterday on the show as well. We were talking with John Jackson, the Joker from X, about how thanks to MAGA world, thanks to all the Donald Trump supporters out there all across America, and particularly those of you that are on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, thanks to you, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has now backpedaled and is now fully supporting Pete Hegseth to be the Secretary of Defense. And so we were talking yesterday about it's because of all of you who were pouncing on Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. John used the word swarmed. We swarmed Joni Ernst and got her to support Pete Hegseth, President Trump's nominee. And let that be a warning for all of the rest of the Trump nominees as well, that we will swarm any other weak-kneed Republican senator who tries to block these Trump nominees. So I told John, I said, John, you know, we got a note from HR. You are not allowed to use the word swarm. You have to pounce or you have to seize. You can't swarm. Anyways, we were joking around because, you know, the liberal media, they never do a news story about how awful whatever it was that the Democrats did. The news story is never about how bad the decision was by the Biden administration or how bad the vote was by the Democrat senator. It's always about how you Republicans pounce on the bad decision or how you Republicans seize on the bad vote. It was never the fact that the Democrat senator from Montana voted to allow men into women's bathrooms. It was that you Republicans seized on the Democrat senator's vote to allow men into women's bathrooms. That's what was really bad. So we were joking about that. But Tammy in Kalispell sent us a message shortly after saying, I was one of those folks who pounced on Joni Ernst to support Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. But on this gravel pit issue, Tammy says this from Kalispell. Regarding the gravel pit issue, she's talking about the opponents here. They should be honest. It's just noisy, and they don't want to live in a construction zone. My farm is a mile away from a large gravel pit. It starts operation at 5 a.m. So loud it sounds like bullets are hitting the house. Trucks and Jake brakes all day long, gravel all over the highway. So, yes, if you just moved here and crave that quiet of Montana, you won't get it here. But it's a part of life. So that was from Tammy in Kalispell. Tammy, thanks for that message. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app. Yeah, you just heard that crazy news about South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace. I wonder if they allow her to carry mace in the U.S. Capitol to protect herself from these radical transgender activist men who think they're entitled to assault women, who think they are entitled to have access to women's bathrooms, who think they are entitled to kick your daughter off of a sports team so that a man can be on the team instead. What a twisted world we are living in right now, where these entitled men think that they are entitled to women's bathrooms, think that they are entitled to be on a women's sports team, who think that they are so entitled, feeling that they think they are justified in assaulting women. You know, we got a chance to meet and chat with and hear from Riley Gaines, this incredible college athlete swimmer. And you guys know Riley Gaines, so I won't spend a ton of time giving you the background here, but she was in Bozeman, Montana. She spoke at the Montana Family Foundation banquet, and it was so cool to meet her in person. And we had Lily Meskers, who's that great University of Montana Grizzly track athlete. She spoke up. She broke the story wide open about, you know, how student athletes at the University of Montana were rejecting this push to allow men into women's sports. And she was courageous to share that news, to break that story wide open, got national attention. We got to see her. And at that same event, it was so cool because here's Riley Gaines. And then here's Lily Meskers from the University of Montana, a Grizz track athlete. And then all of a sudden, our friends Aaron and Eigen Graf from Bozeman walk in. And they're two of my favorite Bobcats. Even as a guy who went to the University of Montana, they are two of my favorite Bobcats. And they both did track and field. And Aaron Graf, she set apparently several records when she was doing track at Montana State University. She grew up on a ranch south of Harlow, Montana. Great family, the Jones family there. In fact, I just got a nice letter in the mail from Bill. He was listening to the Montana Talks app at a Waffle House somewhere in Tennessee. He said, "These brothers love your show." Apparently, he was playing it out loud for all the brothers in the Waffle House. He said, "Yeah, they like your show. They enjoyed it." So that was cool to hear. But anyway, Aaron Graf, I think it was just this past weekend. It was either Friday or Saturday. She is at Montana State University, and a Billings native, a young lady named Haley, broke her record in the triple jump. She broke the Montana State record in the triple jump. This young lady from Billings named Haley. But we'll talk more about this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, because Aaron Graf is going to join us on the show. So Aaron Graf is there. She is helping. She is volunteering at this MSU track, you know, deal. She watches her own record fall. This Billings girl breaks her record. You think she'd be disappointed? She celebrated the fact that her record fell. And the reason why is so great. You're going to want to hear more, and you will hear more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. I've also got the full story at MontanaTalks.com right now.
This is the energy of electrification. Available Type S high performance variant, nearly 500 horsepower and 278 mile EPA range rating. Choose from our complimentary charging packages so you can charge how you want. The all-electric Acura ZDX. This is the energy of innovation. Acura, precision crafted performance. Count down to the new year, the all-electric Acura ZDX with $0 first month payment and $1 due at signing.
Fox News commentary.
A Missouri lawmaker is floating the idea of rewarding residents who report illegal immigrants to authorities. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
In the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, which lead character says the line, "Say brainless, don't you know where coconuts come from?"
Never saw it.
George Bailey.
How'd you do? Exactly. These get tougher, so hang on.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
A new
bill floated by Missouri State Republican House Rep. David Gregory includes a monetary reward program for those who report and turn in illegal immigrants living in the state. The bill seeks to pay Missouri residents $1,000 to report illegal immigrants and a program critics liken to a bounty hunt. Residents would offer these credible leads to State Highway Patrol, and if caught, the illegal aliens in question would be incarcerated. Civil rights attorneys are decrying this proposal as dangerous and problematic, and it does seem a tad extreme. I don't necessarily think the state of Missouri, or any state for that matter, should be incentivizing residents to find or detain anyone. Rather, the state and all states should instead give Borders Czar Tom Homan and his ICE agents the full support and resources to do their job to the best of their ability. They are, in fact, the trained professionals, and if given full cooperation from state lawmakers and local law enforcement, they will make easy work of finding and removing those here illegally. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some clouds and some snow shower chances early on today, high temperatures will otherwise range from around 40 in Bozeman to about 42 in Billings. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low temperatures in the low to mid-20s, and then on Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun, highs range from around 40 in Bozeman to the mid-40s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
A new director in Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has been named, and it's a familiar name for those of you in farm and ranch country. We've got the details at MontanaTalks.com. Plus, a great photo, Montana's incoming Chief Justice for the Montana Supreme Court was on the ground in Syria just 2 years ago, visiting his troops from the 163rd, who did an incredible job over there. From everything we
save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, these entitled men who think they are entitled to women's bathrooms, who think they are entitled to taking away sports opportunities from women. I mentioned Riley Gaines when she spoke in Bozeman. One of the things she talked about, one of the stories she shared in Bozeman, was when she was basically held for ransom, when she was held hostage by these men dressed as women. She was at, was it San Francisco State University? Do I remember that right? I know she was in San Francisco, and these men, these transgenders, these men dressed as women, held her hostage and physically assaulted her simply because they didn't want her to be able to speak on campus. That's how nuts these people are. Not to just they want to chop off their own, you know what, the word that I just used there. It's they want to chop the, you know what, off of kids. They are absolutely nuts. They think that they are so entitled to women's bathrooms. They think that they are so entitled to taking opportunities away from women and girls in sports that they think they are justified in committing violence against women like Riley Gaines in order to push their agenda. They think they're justified in committing violence against people like Nancy Mace in Congress, if that's what it means to push their agenda. And that's another reason why these Republican lawmakers that thought they were just being nice, thought they were whatever, and they voted to allow Zoe Zephyr, this man, access to the women's bathroom at our Montana State Capitol. That's why they're so wrongheaded. You have got to put your foot down and say enough is enough with this nonsense right now. You think that by allowing Zoe to keep going in the women's bathroom that somehow that's going to keep Zoe Zephyr from getting attention from the liberal mob media in Montana? No, they're going to promote this radical transgender agenda no matter what. They will mock the grandmas that sit on the bench next to the cafe of the Montana Capitol, but they will praise Zoe Zephyr. They will outright lie in their news coverage. They won't even share factual, truthful information. They straight up lie in their TV newscasts time and time again about Zoe Zephyr. I don't know if they're forced by scripts to lie or if they enjoy being a part of the lie. But they lie in their news coverage nonetheless. But anyway, back to this great story here. Imagine holding the record in track and field and then celebrating when someone else breaks your record. Erin Graff is going to join us here in just a few minutes, coming up in 8 o'clock hour. She's a great artist and painter in Bozeman, and her husband, Eigen, just what a great guy. You know, his family goes back, you know, probably just before or just around statehood in the state of Montana in the Gallatin Valley. And, you know, she's from, you know, ranch family in Harlow, Montana. But she not only talked about why she was so happy to see her 20-year record fall to what she describes as an awesome young woman, but she also shared her thoughts about the importance of protecting women's sports in what she describes as an impassioned plea to save girls in our sports. And I've got the full write-up that she shared at MontanaTalks.com. I've also got some great photographs from the track meet as Erin Jones Graff was working the jumps pit when Haley, is it Coey? Is that how you pronounce Haley's last name? I'll ask Erin here in a few minutes. When Haley Coey broke her 20-year-old triple jump record on Thursday and was one of the first to congratulate her. But yeah, she talks about how, look, when I see my record being broken, and not just broken, but it wasn't broken by a man. It was broken by a woman. That tells me the strength of women's sports. That tells me the strength of women athletes. That tells me that there is a future even for my daughter in sports. So incredible. Anyway, stand by. She's going to be with us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Good politics doesn't always make good tax policy. I don't know much about politics, but those who get elected to legislature certainly do. The art of the possible. Half a loaf is better than none. Slicing the pie, making the sausage. All those phrases and more refer to how things are done to gain votes and get things done. If you turn those talents loose on the Montana tax system to try to avoid the downsides of an increasingly unpopular property tax, what you get could be very ugly, specifically when it comes time to design a new tax that would replace the lost revenue. From a political perspective, you'd be just like a new tax to impose all of its burdens on somebody else. Out-of-staters, of course, and maybe just the rich. Or since most of us don't own businesses, we might slap it on businesses as well. And since we don't trust government, we make it sunset in a short time. All those hit political goals, but when it comes to raising revenue in ways that are as economically painless as possible, not so good. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.